I think it's because it's more driven by demand from tourists themselves coming into the Pacific with their cuisine that they're used to back home. And I think this is where the opportunity is for agribusiness, for farmers, linking them up to the hotels, and in particular the chefs, to you know change the way they've been cooking using local produce and promote that to tourists. I think this workshop this week has proven that there's gaps in between the two sectors, and opportunities arise in the future for this to bridge those gaps.
So is it a quality issue, a presentation issue, or something else going on here that apparently maybe puts tourists off local produce?
Yeah. Look, I think there's a production issue here. Consistency of supply and quality of supply is always the two most important issues raised by not only our hotel owners, but also overseas markets. So, you know, farmers, it's good that farmers understand this, and, you know, having this opportunity to talk to the chefs and the hotel owners to understand what their demands are and the criteria is for produce. And it's up then for the farmers to look at how they can better themselves to be able to supply what is demanded by the market.
Now, you've had the opportunity during the course of a Pacific Community Agritourism Week to exchange notes with colleagues from the Caribbean, also from the Indian Ocean. I mean, are there things that they're doing differently that could benefit the Pacific?
Look, well, I think from an environmental perspective, we've got a lot to learn from them. I mean, from a country, I mean, we have a lot in common with small island states just like the Caribbean. But they're very mature in terms of tourism. I mean, they've got from a population of 26 million, they have something like 11 million tourists per annum, you know, which is about, you know, just under 50% of their population. But they have environmental issues with mass tourism, impact on the environment with plastics in the sea and the water and so forth. And I guess in the past, and the way they've been doing agritourism, there's been a gap between farmers looking at exports and the tourist industry looking at bringing in mass tourism into the country, and the two not merging. So they were focused on exports, the farmers, when they should be focusing on domestic. You know, I think this is an important issue for us to understand, that we need to, number one, for food security, look after our people first in the country, and also the tourists before we even think about exports. I take the case in Tonga, for example. Our trade deficit with New Zealand is huge. It's something like about 114 million per annum. So there's a lot of opportunities, but we'll just look in a little bit deeper and understand the issues and what we need to address in the domestic market.
For a business like yours, I mean, how difficult is it to sustain such a business over a prolonged period? I mean, your father, I understand, founded the business back in the early 1970s. You're managing director now, so obviously you're doing pretty well, but maybe others have come and gone and fallen by the wayside. I mean, what have you got that maybe they haven't?
Look, it all boils down to good management, Richard. Knowing your business, knowing your market, and adapting to the changes and the dynamics of the business. So whether it's farming or manufacturing, it doesn't really matter. But you've got to do your homework, and you've got to keep at it. And it's a lot of hard work. You know, it's never easy. You know, you've got to always be on your game. And I think one of the things that we are struggling, and increasing in the Pacific and around the world is the environmental impact of climate change. And, you know, we're starting to look at, you know, more sustainable farming practices with organic farming, looking to get experts in. We've got some in Tonga at the moment, and just to help us, you know, change our practices in farming. You know, that's looking after the soil is critical, because it's where all our food comes from.